Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 32. Today's reading describes a time when those who govern will rule with integrity and justice, and God's peace will reign. And God's saving words for us so far this week have been justice and peace. So, excuse me, let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 32, beginning at verse 1. Someday there will be a king who rules with integrity, and national leaders who govern with justice. Each of them will be like a shelter from the wind and a place to hide from storms. They will be like streams flowing in a desert, like the shadow of a giant rock in a barren land. Their eyes and ears will be open to the needs of the people. They will not be impatient any longer, but they will act with understanding and say what they mean. No one will think that a fool is honorable or say that a scoundrel is honest. A fool speaks foolishly and thinks up evil things to do. What he does and what he says are an insult to the Lord, and he never feeds the hungry or gives thirsty people anything to drink. A stupid person is evil and does evil things. He plots to ruin the poor with lies, and he keeps them from getting their rights. But an honorable person acts honestly and stands firm for what is right. You women who live an easy life, free from worries, listen to what I'm saying. You may be satisfied now, but this time next year you will be in despair because there will be no grapes for you to gather. You have been living an easy life, free from worries, but now tremble with fear. Strip off your clothes and tie rags around your waist. Beat your breasts in grief because the fertile fields and the vineyards have been destroyed, and thorn bushes and briars are growing on my people's land. Weep for all the houses where people were happy, and for the city that was full of life. Even the palace will be abandoned, and the capital city totally deserted. Homes and the forts that guarded them will be in ruins forever. Wild donkeys will roam there, and sheep will find pasture there. But once more, God will send us His Spirit. The wasteland will become fertile, and fields will produce rich crops. Everywhere in the land, righteousness and justice will be done, because everyone will do what is right. There will be peace and security forever. God's people will be free from worries, and their homes peaceful and safe. But hail will fall on the forest, and the city will be torn down. How happy everyone will be with plenty of water for crops and safe pasture everywhere for the donkeys and cattle. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 32 verse 8, where Isaiah writes, an honorable person acts honestly and stands firm for what is right. You know, beloved, we all know that it's what's in the heart of a man that governs his thoughts and especially his actions. And Jesus said that you can't get good fruit from a bad tree, and you can't get bad fruit from a good tree. What you have in your heart is what will be manifested in your life. And so here there is a passage of condemnation against those who do not have godly wisdom, but they are foolish, using God's words, foolish and stupid. Oh, my goodness, we used to get smacked at our house when I was growing up if I called my brother stupid. But here it is, God is saying, if you're stupid, then all you do is think of stupid things, different ways to hurt people. But the time is coming, beloved. We know the end of the story. We have read the book. And God and God's people win. Amen. And verse 20, how happy everyone will be. That's the time I'm looking forward to, when Jesus Christ lives and reigns in justice from Jerusalem. Amen. Let's pray. Righteous and sovereign God, I pray that your peace will reign throughout the earth and that your justice will prevail. With you, there is perfect peace and security. Empower and fill me with your spirit so that I may walk in the path of integrity. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Don't forget, there's church tonight, our Bible study, and we sure would like to see some new faces in our Bible study tonight. So I'll see you tonight, and then tomorrow morning we will be reading Isaiah chapter 33, where Isaiah writes about a restored and redeemed Jerusalem. All right, amen. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.